Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bum, 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 bum.
Good morning. My favorite good morning yet.
Nothing to say.
This is a good morning. It's finally here. Game one of the World Series will take place tonight out in Los Angeles, 8:08 Eastern Time. Yankees, Dodgers, Ohtani, Judge, Betts, Soto, Freeman, Stanton, Cole, Yamamoto, Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium. This is the series that everybody wanted. This is the series of stars. The amount of all-stars, the amount of MVPs, the amount of Hall of Famers is through the roof. These are the two premier franchises in the sport. These two have met more than any other two opponents this side of Lakers-Celtics in finals, World Series, Super Bowl, NBA, NHL finals history. This is as good a matchup as you could possibly ask for, and this is as hyped up. You want to talk about either ticket prices or what we expect the audience to be television-wise across the country, around the world. This is as hyped up a World Series as I can remember in a long time, and rightfully so. I think it's going to be an incredible series. I don't expect it to go five games or less. I think this is going back to L.A. for games six and seven, or at least six. I think this is going to be a great series. And when we get specifically to talk about the Yankees here, I opened the show talking about what I waited all week to talk about, specifically once they got through that series quickly and Cole was designated for the game one start. I wanted to talk about Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge, who for me, we could talk about many different ways that some of the pressure has been ratcheted down, I would think. The Yankees had to get through the American League postseason. Aaron Boone had to get through the American League postseason and get to this World Series and get further than his counterpart, Joe Girardi, in 2017 got. Like, he needed that. Brian Cashman, all the vitriol, all the hate, all the screaming F-bombs dropped in press conferences heading into the season. He needed to get back to the World Series. He needed this appearance. He needed to be the best team in the American League. He couldn't get tripped up by the Kansas City Royals or the Cleveland Guardians. And obviously all the pressure on the team up until this point has been ratcheted up. They had to win those series. And while I do think there is some pressure off of a lot of that, I think there is pressure off Boone, pressure off Cashman a little bit. They still have to win to the New York Yankees. But there is some pressure off those two. There is some pressure off this team. I'm hoping there's some pressure off Jazz now that they're making it to the World Series, now that they've gotten it, now that they're going to play the final game of the year, now that they're going up against the Dodgers and it's no longer, oh my God, we can't lose this. We can't be typical of this you know, genre of New York Yankees since 2017. Something has to change. Now they're here. Hopefully guys like that can lighten up. But there are two guys where the pressure is still paramount. There are two guys that this entire course of Yankee history here has been about winning while they're in their prime. How many times have we heard that? You have to capitalize on having Gerrit Cole, the best starting pitcher in the league, and Aaron Judge, the best hitter in the league in their primes. You have to capitalize on that. You can't get through without a championship for those two guys. And while most of that has always fallen at the feet of Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner and this Yankee organization for not doing a good enough job, not being a team good enough, not surrounding those two players with enough talent, that's no longer the case. The talent is here. The team is now. They're in the World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It is up to those two players to secure that championship in their prime. It is up to those two guys to perform and be the guys who bring a championship back to the Bronx and back to the New York Yankees. And Cole specifically tonight, I think you can argue, a guy who was brought here in 2019, after the 2019 season, a guy they brought in here to be the difference. No, he's not the homegrown Yankee that Aaron Judge is. No, he's not even the generational type talent that Aaron Judge is. But he is the best pitcher of this generation, arguably, over the last handful of years. He's been the best starting pitcher. He's been the most durable. He's not been Sandy Koufax. He's not been Bob Gibson. He's not been Greg Maddux, Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez. But he's been the ace of the New York Yankees. He's the highest paid pitcher in the history of the sport over the course of a contract, maybe not per year, but over the course of the contract, the biggest contract given out to a starting pitcher. And was brought here after the 19 season where he led the Houston Astros past the New York Yankees. He led the Houston Astros into the World Series against the Washington Nationals. And the New York Yankees went out, and Hal Steinbrenner, no matter how many times we think they don't go all in or do enough or spend enough money, he went out there and made sure he got the piece they felt they were just short of being that dominant team in the American League. They went out and stole the ace pitcher from the Houston Astros and brought in Gerrit Cole and paid him $324 million and made him the face of this franchise along with Aaron Judge. And it's up to him to be the Reggie Jackson, the catfish hunter, the straw that stirs the drink, and bring a championship here to this team. Not to necessarily legitimize his plaque out in Monument Park, but to be the guy who was supposed to end this drought, who was supposed to be the difference. That's what he was. He was brought here to be the difference. CC Sabathia was brought here to be the difference. They went out, made sure. Very similar in situations. From the West Coast, wasn't sure he wanted to come to New York. At least that was the talk heading into free agency before Cole showed us the sign at his press conference about always being a Yankee. But go get a game changer at the top of the rotation. That's what they're lacking. Go force him to come here. Go make a deal he can't refuse. Bring him to the Yankees. He's the game changer. He's the guy who's going to bring them back to prominence. He's the guy who's going to lead them to another championship into the new era. And CC did it year one, and now this is year six of Gerrit Cole. Year five of Gerrit Cole, and now he finally has the opportunity to do it. He's in the World Series, and I think you can make a very compelling case that he is the key to this series. He is the difference between these two teams. I think the starting pitching is the biggest advantage the Yankees have, and the ability for Gerrit Cole to possibly pitch, whether start or just pitch in, three games this series. The ability to go deep into the game where you really don't get that feel from any of the Dodger pitchers or really maybe Rodon, but no other pitchers in this series. He's the guy to go deep into this game. He's the guy to change the amount of innings this bullpen has to throw. And we know the bullpen matchup is so important in this series, but Cole is the guy. He was brought here after the 2019 series to do what he did for the Houston Astros, for the New York Yankees. He's supposed to be the head of this two tandem, Cole and Judge, and you can't ruin it. Well, it's up to them not to ruin it. And Judge, obviously, goes without saying, is not just a really good player brought here to win a championship. He was drafted, developed, he's a homegrown Yankee, and he's in the same conversation with some of the greatest players who ever lived. He arguably had the greatest season a right-handed hitter has ever had in the history of baseball. He's not just in the Yankee pantheon. He's in the sports pantheon. He's in baseball's pantheon of some of the greatest players to ever play this game. And his legacy in many ways and the way he's going to be perceived by Yankee fans is resting in the balance right now of this series, because you can't be the Yankee captain. You can't be the best player on the team, the best player in the league, the MVP, and come up small in a World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers with the whole world watching after really not being a good postseason player for them this entire stretch. He's had moments. I think it's overblown how bad he's been, but he's not been Stanton. He's not been Judge. He's not been Soto. He's not even been Gleyber Torres. He has got to be a driving force if he's going to be beloved the way Derek Jeter is, or if he's going to be revered the way Mickey Mantle is. And make no mistake, he's the best Yankee since Mickey Mantle. That's what he is. And that might not change, right? Oh, he'll have the plaque either way. He'll be out in Monument Park either way. 99 will never be worn by another Yankee either way. But he won't be perceived the same. He won't be loved the same. He won't be viewed upon the same. And he won't feel the same. And there won't be, there'll be memories of him, but there won't be, oh, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the 24 champions. We're bringing the whole gang back together. Oh, we love that team. Oh, it won't be that. It won't be that. And it's always been at the foot of the organization to build the team around him. And you can make arguments whether this team is good enough to beat the Dodgers, or if this team's good enough to be World Series champions, or this team's a juggernaut, or they should have done more, or whatever. All those arguments will always be there with the New York Yankees. But it's no longer about building the team around them. They're here right now. They have an opportunity to win, and he has got to come through in this series. Cold tonight is a huge factor. Judge throughout this series is a huge factor. And as much as Juan Soto's a huge factor, and as much as Giancarlo Stanton's a huge factor, and everybody else for the New York Yankees, and the bullpen, and Weaver, and everybody else, there's a million different ways to go, and a million different guys who are going to be factors inside this series. Those two players were brought here, and those two players are the face of the franchise. Even Juan Soto. Right, as we're going to get into, we can get into 888-808-1019, his free agency, he's here for just 1 year, the imperative nature of winning this year because you don't know about Juan Soto. Juan Soto is a Yankee. I've been tweeting it out all year. Juan Soto is a Yankee, but he's not a Yankee the way Aaron Judge is a Yankee, and he's not a Yankee the way Cole is a Yankee. Not yet. And his tenure with the Yankees might come and go. It might be here for the next 15 years, and there will come a time, if they don't win this series, that he will have to be the guy I'm talking about right now, who needs to step up and win a championship for the New York Yankees. Who knows? And considering the lefties on this LA staff, I think he's a very important, and considering how great he is, he's obviously a key factor. But he's not someone who needs it to justify who he is. And it feels like, whether fair or unfair, Judge and Cole both have to be good and be impactful in this series and bring a championship to the Yankees, or it doesn't justify who they're supposed to be. Judge is supposed to be a great Yankee, an all-time great Yankee. A Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle-type Yankee, Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera-type Yankee. He can't be without that word champion next to his name. Cole is supposed to be one of the great pitchers of this generation, brought here to make a difference, brought here to be that extra piece to go on top of the team that couldn't get over the hump, couldn't get to a World Series, couldn't win a championship, continue to underperform in the postseason with that one ace away. And as much as we love him, we still question him. And as much as he's been great, we still have doubts. And unless he does what CeCe Sabathia did under the same circumstance, unless he carries them to that championship, he will always just be a nice pitcher. He will always just be, oh yeah, remember when Gerrit Cole was the ace? Yeah, that was a decent run. It will never be special. If they want to justify who they are, it takes a championship. 888-808-1019. And again, yeah, for me, Gerrit Cole is a key figure. And if we get into the series, I guess I'll give it to you now. My predictions for the series, and then I'll take your predictions or whatever else you want to talk about at 888-808-1019. We can get into some of the things said by Juan Soto as well, as his free agency, for whatever reason, continues to be a top story, even when they're about to play in the World Series later today. But if you look at this team, and you look at Gerrit Cole, who I do believe has a chance to be the MVP of the series. In fact, that's my pick for MVP of the series, because I do expect him to step up. And there is a chance he pitches in three of these games, whether it's starting three of them or just in relief in Game 7. I think the biggest difference maker on this team and in this matchup, you could argue the Dodgers are better at almost everywhere else, right? I think the Yankee top of the order is excellent, and probably right now with Freeman struggling a little bit with his ankle, you could argue the top of the order, as great as it is for the Dodgers, that the Yankees is just as good or better. But overall lineup, you could definitely argue the Dodgers is better. The bullpen, I think the Yankees' bullpen's been great and right there with the Dodgers. But they've done this. They had shutdown games. They've had long stretches of not giving up a run. They've thrown bullpen games and been dominant. It's fair to say the Dodgers' bullpen is better. Dodgers' defense, I think the Yankees have played relatively excellent defense in this series for the most part. You could argue the Dodgers' defense is better. You could argue the Dodgers' base running clearly is better. And they'll have an opportunity to steal more bases than the Yankees and have more guys who can run and steal bases, take the extra base than the New York Yankees. You could argue the Dodgers are better in almost every other aspect except the starting pitching. And the key to this series right now, as I've talked about over and over again, is the matchup in the bullpen. And when you get into these long series, especially the way baseball has changed, and they get into these bullpens so quickly, if you go through it, the amount of outs, if you want to win four games, right? If you want to win four games is what it takes to win this series. The amount of outs you have to get out of these great hitters in this lineup, the MVPs, the Hall of Famers, the Ohtanis, the Betts, the Freemans, the Teoscar Hernandezes, the Maxies, like the Muncies, excuse me. If you want to get out Judge and Soto and Stanton and Glaber, the amount of at-bats they're going to have, the amount of outs they're going to have to get out of the bullpen is crazy because they're not letting these starters go, for the most part, more than twice through the lineup. So if you're talking about these guys getting five at-bats a game, especially at the top of the order, that's pretty common. I think it happened in almost every game this postseason for both those teams. You're talking about getting three outs a game. That's three outs a game. Three times a game you have to get out Ohtani out of your bullpen. Three outs a game you got to get Mookie Betts out from the bullpen. Three outs a game you have to get Judge out from the bullpen. Soto out from the bullpen. Where are they going? How many times can you allow Ohtani to see Nestor Cortez or Tim Hill? How many times can you let Soto face the one lefty in the Dodger bullpen? The amount of innings this bullpen has to get outs from the biggest hitters, and we've seen it throughout these postseasons. If you see the same guy multiple times, you saw it from Juan Soto, you've seen, like, it eventually, Tim Hill comes from a weird angle. Ohtani sees it two, three times in the span of 3 days. It's not so weird. It's not so unique, and it's not going to fool you. Oh, you know, Soto's on every pitch against Gattis because they've seen him pitch over and over and over again. We saw what happened to Weaver by the end of the Cleveland series. What happened to Clay Holmes by the end of the Cleveland series. Like, you cannot continue to have to get big out after big out. These at-bats, these hitters, they're too freaking good. And right now, if you look at the landscape of the series, there's one guy who I would feel confident being able to give innings in this series that could turn around a game and afford an opportunity to not have to go to the bullpen for a day or not have to get a big out from all multiple outs of Ohtani and multiple outs of Betts. And that's Gerrit Cole. So for me, if you look at it, I think right now there's the idea that Soto has one lefty in this entire bullpen and this entire pitching staff for the Dodgers. And the way Stanton is going and what I expect Judge to do. And the fact that this Yankee bullpen is just as good as this Dodger bullpen, and the idea that from Rodon and Gerrit Cole, you might be able to get a lot more length from those two starting pitchers than anything you're going to get from the Dodgers. And plus, they're throwing bullpen games anyway. Like, I just think the amount of outs against the top hitters that the Dodgers are going to have to get into the bullpen is the difference in this series. I really do. And so for me, if Cole can give them two excellent starts, win two games, get into the seventh inning, I think there's a chance he's the MVP of this series. I really do. I think the Yankees are just as good everywhere else. I think right now Stanton is a beast, and I think that's going to continue out in L.A., where he's done excellent work against the Dodgers in that building. He's played extremely well on the coast. He loves this ballpark, loves hitting against this team. So does, besides running into a wall, so is Judge. Judge has performed well in this building. Judge has performed well against this Dodger team historically. And Soto's just so good. Gleyber Torres has been so good. The bottom of this order has been so good. Anthony Volpe, Anthony Rizzo, even Verdugo has played a better brand of baseball. And that's really the one thing we've seen from this team. Say what you want about it. For years, we have seen guys underperform in the postseason. And whether or not you want to give credit to the Cleveland Guardians for having a damn good bullpen or the Kansas City Royals for having a good pitching staff, so many guys on this team have performed better than they have in the regular season. Outside of Wells and Jazz, almost every player on the team, and maybe Judge, obviously, have performed better. Anthony Volpe is the best version of himself. Anthony Rizzo has been the best version of himself offensively. Verdugo, best version of himself offensively. Stanton, best version of himself offensively. Gleyber Torres, best version of himself. So many guys are going in the right direction. So many guys are playing better than they have in the regular season. And really, the only key matchup where I think there's a real difference in this series is the Yankee starting pitching. Yankees are going to win this series in six, be world champions. Gerrit Cole is the MVP. The other one is obvious, but I think Soto could really do a lot of damage. They're hoping to bring in Vessia, whatever his name is, as the, I think it's Vessia. Hasn't pitched in a while, coming off the injury. He could come back as the second lefty. I don't know what you would expect from that. But the idea that they have one lefty, the Yankees have two, Nestor Cortez has neutralized Ohtani. I think the bullpen matchups are what this series is all about, and I think the Yankees have built better for it than the Dodgers are right now. I really do. So I think Gerrit Cole is your MVP. I think the Yankees win in six, and obviously I think the most productive offensive player who has a good chance to win MVP is Soto, because one, he's Juan Soto, and two, I don't know how many times and how many outs they think they're going to get with one left-handed pitcher coming out of the bullpen to get out Juan Soto. I think he's the guy who just throws a monkey wrench inside this bullpen plan for the Los Angeles Dodgers. 888-808-1019. So that's my final prediction. The New York Yankees in six games. Gerrit Cole, your MVP. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Billy in Hoboken and see what he has to think about things. What's up, Billy?
Hey, Z-Mac.
What's up, buddy?
Great show.
Thank you.
I think Rizzo's going to turn it up a notch on this series. Offense and defense. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Anthony Rizzo has been great. He has transformed himself into someone looking to just get on base. Like, what I respect about Rizzo so much is, I don't know if it's just the broken fingers. I don't know if it's anything else, because he hasn't really shown power for a while, but he's been dealing with so much. Whether it be the head injury, whether it be, you know, the broken forearm or whatever else, his season's been completely, and last season's been completely impossible to get a read on what kind of player he is. But what he's done here in the postseason has just, he's choking up on the bat, not just with two strikes, but the entire at bat. He's standing on the plate, daring pitchers to come inside and possibly put him on first with a hit by pitch. And he's completely slapping the ball the other way and just putting good at bats on it, trying not to strike out, put the ball in play, and it's been working for him. And that's what they need at the bottom of this order. Like, the bottom of this, what you want to do is get on base and turn it over to the top of this order. And they've done a remarkable job. They are a long way away from being what Luis Severino coined them as, you know, having two good hitters. They really are. Gleyber Torres has clearly changed that. Stanton's clearly changed that. And even the bottom of the order, when you look at Anthony Volpe, who's come through with some of the biggest hits in this series. I told you yesterday there was a bunch of stats about winning plays and certain plays that changed the percentage of winning the World Series. And up until the Soto at-bat, no play and no hit, no at-bat had changed the Yankees' odds to win that series and win the World Series more than the Anthony Volpe base hit against Class A in the ninth inning of Game 4. Where Rizzo, as we just talked about, got on base with a single the other way. They pinch ran for birdie. And against Class A, Anthony Volpe laced a bullet base hit over the second baseman's head into the gap a little bit and moved birdie all the way over to third. First and third, nobody out. That was as big a winning moment as the Yankees have had all postseason this side of the Soto three-run bomb. I mean, his swing, his chase rate outside the zone has evaporated. He's been unbelievable. Verdugo, the same thing. He doesn't swing at balls. He puts the ball in play. He doesn't strike out. For all the things we hate about him, those ground balls over to second base, you put the ball in play, things happen in the postseason. This is what we've been clamoring about year after year after year. This bottom of the lineup is far better right now. And I honestly think they have a chance. Now, listen, the Dodgers are very good. The Dodgers lineup is, if you can get Smith going, you know how Muncy's been an on-base machine, and the Yankees are going to have to be very careful, and they going to have to come inside the zone because, much like the Yankees, the Dodgers don't leave the zone. So it's going to be very difficult to attack this team. And I could see a lot of walks in this series because that's how these two offenses operate. It's going to be who gets the big out in the big moment. And I just think they have more answers for this Dodger lineup, as good as it is, than the Dodgers have for the Yankees. I really feel that way. 888-808-1019. Come back after a quick break. Take your phone calls all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan. Think I would pick the Dodgers? What are you, nuts?
Start spreading the news.
All right, 434.
I'm leaving.
Let's hope today. We hear it. Although we hear it whether they win or lose, I suppose. And people get on them for that, so. But they're going to win this series, I'm telling you. And I do expect Gerrit Cole is going to be a huge figure. We'll find out real early if I'm wrong or right. We'll find out right away. I'm setting myself up. I'm on, actually, Saturday. I'm on tomorrow, 4 o'clock into 7:25, Yankee pregame. We'll know by then. The next time you hear from me, which will be tomorrow, 4 o'clock, so I guess in about 24 plus 12, 36 hours. There you go. We'll find out right away this series because I think the winner of – I think the Yankees need to win game one. I really do. I think the Yankees need to win game one. I know you need a split. If they come back and win game two, did they need game one? I really feel that Cole has to pitch well into this series. They has to go deep into this game. They have to limit right away how much they use the bullpen. And there's something about just winning Cole starts. Now, he hasn't been great in this entire postseason. He's had three starts. One was brilliant. Two were shaky, quite honestly. One was real shaky, and the other one was kind of shaky. But they won all three games. That's what they need. They need to win a Cole start. He needs to go deep into this game. They need to figure it out. They need to limit the amount of times Mookie Betts sees Weaver, needs to limit the time that Ohtani sees Tim Hill or Nestor Cortez, need to limit the time that these, you know, Max Muncy sees these guys. Like, you just have to. I think game one is very important. I think that it's one of these series where game one winner will have a major advantage moving forward. 888-808-1019. Vinny in Staten Island. What's up, Vinny?
Good morning. Good morning. How you
good
doing,
Good morning.
Bro?
How we doing, bro?
Good, good. So, I think that the Yankees, to win the series, they need to hold the bottom Dodgers order. They killed the Mets in the LCS.
Yeah.
If you can control Betts and Ohtani, that's great, but who was the guy that won the MVP?
Tommy Edman.
The Mets pitching.
Yeah.
Yeah, he killed the Mets pitching. Hernandez.
Well, yeah, Hernandez. He had a good series against San Diego. I'm sorry, your line's a little when you talk, Vin. I apologize. Teoscar Hernandez didn't do well against the Mets up until game six, had a great series against San Diego, and is very familiar with the Yankees. He has obviously spent a lot of his career in Toronto and Seattle. He knows the Yankees very well. And the last time when they came to the Bronx, he dominated that series. So Teoscar Hernandez scares me a little bit. Kiki Hernandez scares the hell out of me. He's one of these guys who just perform in the postseason. I mean, yeah, when you look at it, I'm not as worried about the bullpen taking care of them. I guess I should be. I'm more worried about the big outs from the big hitters and constantly showing them the same guys. Now, it goes for everybody, right? I gave you the number over the last two postseasons. The third time a hitter sees the same reliever in a short series, 800 OPS. That goes for everybody. But I'm just more worried about those big outs and the big moments with the top of the order. But you're not wrong. Tommy Edman could be one of these guys who just performed well in the postseason. We've seen it before. David Eckstein is a guy who comes to my mind in the same kind of position. Although it looks like maybe the shortstop might be back from the IL, which could move Edmonds to the outfield. But, I mean, that's probably the Dodgers' best version of themselves with him in center and Lopez at shortstop. But Kiki Hernandez is a guy who just puts up good at-bats in big games against the postseason, and from his time with the Red Sox, has good numbers against both Cole and Rodon. So Kiki Hernandez scares me. Edmonds, you know, coming off that series scares you. Teoscar Hernandez is, and his familiarity with the Yankees scares me. So, yeah, listen, Max Muncy gets on base at an outrageous clip. They are dangerous top to bottom. There is no doubt about it. And controlling the bottom of the order, of course, when you get to the guys at the top, you don't want men on. Totally true. I mean, that's the dangerous part of this team. If they're going to win the series, I do think it's, you know, probably scoring a lot of runs and the bottom of the order beating them as much as the top of the order. That's like, I know I'm Yankee-centric here a little bit on what matchups play in the favor of the New York Yankees, but there's no doubt how good this bottom of the order and complete a Dodger team it is. I just don't like their starting pitching. And if I were them, I'd be scared on how much they're going to go to the bullpen. But there's no doubt this lineup is way different. Like when we talk about, when I defend the Yankees for playing the Royals and playing the Guardians, and I give you their bullpen, I give you their starting rotation, the lineup is completely different. This Yankee bullpen that's been good throughout this postseason has not been tested like this. There's no doubt. And they don't, very much like the Yankees, they don't swing outside the zone. This Yankee bullpen is going to have to come into the strike zone a hell of a lot more than it did against Kansas City and Cleveland. And they're going to do it against more dangerous hitters. So, again, to me, it's the pitching matchup, the starting rotation. If Cole gets lit up in the first three innings, it's going to be a very bad sign for the New York Yankees moving forward throughout the series. If Cole, you know, bad off a long layoff again, you know, gives up four runs in the first two or three innings, bad sign for the New York Yankees all around. Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie? What's up, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to this as a baseball fan. My team's not in it, but I mean, this thing is incredible when you think about it. When you think about the end of the spectrum between Texas and Arizona.
Yeah.
And you're talking about teams that have potentially seven Hall of Famers, and that's Betts, Kershaw,
yep,
Freddie Freeman, Ohtani, and then with the Yankees, I mean, if they continue, obviously Judge, Soto, and Cole.
Stan's got a chance to be a Hall of Famer too. I think he.
Bottom line, yeah, I think he's an outside. I think the last few years have hurt him, but yes, he has a chance. Especially if he gets to, you know,
if he hits 500 home runs and has this kind of postseason track record, and you know, I think there's a very good chance he's in the MVP. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and what you mentioned is true. Like certain guys, like you mentioned guys like X-Tar, and I think of Marco Scudero and Cody Ross, guys that were just mediocre or average players that came up big. Edmund's been unbelievable.
Yeah. I think Tommy Pham is another guy they faced against the Royals. He's been like a gun for hire in the postseason. He's gone to all these different teams and performed well. He was with the Diamondbacks last year in the World Series. He's just a scary at bat. And that's Kiki Hernandez, for whatever reason, just looking at him in the postseason, looks hitterish. Like there's something about his presence. Like he's one of those guys. He scares the hell, and he's got great numbers. Now the Cole ones, I don't want to downplay, but Cole for whatever reason is so bad against the Red Sox that I think the Kiki Hernandez numbers against him he's just terrible against the Red Sox bucket. But there's no doubt he's had good numbers against Cole. He's had good numbers against Rodon. So yeah, Kiki Hernandez scares me.
You know, and the other thing too, Edwin Cortez is big. Hill's got to come up big against these lefties. Muncy, I don't know if Freddie Freeman's status. I haven't heard anything you can update.
He's going to play, but he's hobbled. You know, he could barely.
Yeah,
he's still dangerous, but he's not himself. He's dealing with a significant ankle injury.
Yeah, I think the 5 days is obviously going to help him.
No doubt.
But those guys hit anybody. But like these lefties are going to come up. And you mentioned Weaver, and you mentioned Cousins. Holmes has got to be big. It's got to be a really, really good series from everybody. Nobody can let down at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the starting pitching is major. These guys right now, Yamamoto has not been the same. Flaherty is throwing 91 miles an hour. Has to be perfect. And obviously Buehler, who was a real stud. And when you think about what they lost with Glasnow, even Kershner, and even Urias, another guy.
Oh, no doubt. This would be a different series if they were healthy starting pitching wise, without question.
Yeah, you gotta beat up their starting pitching, and you're right. A real indicator is going to be Cole. He's got to be the stud that
he's
capable of being. I wish you the best.
Thank you, Richie. I appreciate it. The only thing I'll say, when you say the Yankees have to beat up the rotation. That's a great way to win, don't get me wrong, if they score a bunch of runs in the first couple innings. But I don't think the Dodgers want the starting rotation to go deep into the game. I don't think they'll give them a choice. It's not even that, like maybe Flaherty, and I guess maybe Yamamoto. But I don't think Flaherty has it in him, to be totally honest with you. They don't even have to beat up Walker Buehler. They're going to take him out. They're going to go right to their bullpen. They're going to go to their strength. Now, you want to score runs, of course. But it's not like when you say you got to beat up the rotation, it makes me feel like, well, you got to get to that underbelly of the bullpen. You got to, you know, knock them out, get to the bullpen. Like, they're going to get to this bullpen anyway. They're going to go right to this bullpen. Like, we are about to watch Dodgers, Yankees. We are about to watch Hall of Famers, like you just said, MVPs, all of it. The history of Dodgers, Yankees, dating back, you know, to when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers in the 41 World Series, whatever year it was. All these different World Series up until 81. It's been 43 years now, but all those World Series, old school baseball, you have all these memories, you know, under the wrong circumstances, obviously, and unfortunately, Fernando Valenzuela is going to be a huge part of this thing. The history of these two teams are going to be a huge part of this thing. And there's going to be a lot of older fans looking forward to this matchup, and then they're going to hate the game. They're going to absolutely go, why are you taking Walker Buehler out? It's the third inning. He's giving up one run. What are you people doing? That's how these games are going to go. They're going to go into the bullpen with starting pitchers, not even pitching that poorly. I firmly believe that that's what the Dodgers want to do. The Dodgers don't want Aaron Judge, Juan Soto seeing that starting pitcher even a second time. That's how crazy they are. I don't think they believe in hot. I don't think they believe in dealing. They're so analytical, and they think their better arms are in the bullpen. That's how they match up better. That's how they're going to deploy this thing. So, yeah, you want to score runs off the starting rotation, no doubt. You want to get a lead. But the idea that you got to work the starting pitcher, score some runs, get him out, get to the bullpen, that's their strength. That's their strength. It's a different brand of baseball. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Quick break. Come back with as many calls as we can leading into 5 o'clock in the warm-up show on this game day, the beginning of the World Series later tonight, right here on The Fan. I just needed to hear it once before we call it a day. Another 7 minutes real quick. Taking your calls all the way to the end. And by the way, that usually means Yankee tickets. Obviously not here, just playing the song. But all day long, your chance to win Yankee tickets on all three major day parts. Listen to Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki. Yankee tickets all day long. And listen, looking at how difficult they are to get, you got to be locked into The Fan today. Not only are we going to be talking Yankees all day, we're not going to be talking about whether or not Sam Darnold got a face mask in the end zone last night, and how in the world, when you can't sneeze on a quarterback these days, how in the world they miss a face mask with the game on the line in the end zone? Why would we talk about stuff like that today? Not today. Not today that, you know, the Rams winning and getting their guys back, and I don't know if they're trading people away, but if the Rams are going to be good, another reason for the Giants to continue to lose, because what path do they really have to make it into the playoffs when they got teams like the Rams struggling? I mean, the Rams are damn good. And they're going to be possibly the third best team in that division. Where are the Giants going? Nowhere. But who cares? Because the Yankees are going to the World Series. I don't care about things like that today. We got the Jets and the Patriots. I'm going to be on noon Sunday heading into the Jet game at 1 o'clock. We'll talk football then. I'm hyped up for game 1 of the World Series. Let's get to it as fast as we can. Dan in Lafayette. What's up, Dan?
Yo, what's up, bud?
What's up, man? How you doing? Let's go, Yanks.
Not bad. So I just want to touch on Judge. You know, he is struggling a little bit. He is coming through, but, you know, he's not doing Judge things.
No, he's not been judged. That is totally fair. He has not been judged. That is absolutely true.
So other than that, I mean,
I expect him to. I will say this until forever. He is too freaking good. There will never be. I don't care. I will always have faith his next at bat will be the big at bat. I will always have faith. He's too freaking good. I don't. If he doesn't perform this World Series come next postseason, I will expect him to be dominant. As long as he stays as good as he's been during the regular season, during the 162, if he has another 50 home run season, 320 batting average, MVP year, I will expect him to be that guy in the postseason. Over and over, I will never expect him to fail. He is too freaking good. And I think this is going to, I think he's going to have a big World Series here. You know why? Because he's Aaron Judge. No other reason. I don't have to break it down for you. I don't have to give you matchups. I don't have to give you anything. Aaron Judge is the best hitter in the world, and I expect him to be so every time he's at the plate. Hasn't been so far. I think he will be moving forward, and he has come up with some big home runs. Rocco, what's going on, Rocco?
The Yankees win. The Yankees win.
That is
right. You know it, right, C-Mac?
Let's go. How many games?
Hey, I'm going to go because I'm a Yankee fan. I'm saying six, okay?
Yankees in six. Who's your MVP?
MVP, I think the judge is gonna hit the gravel.
Let's do it, Rocco. I'm sorry, I'm breezing through. I only got a few minutes, but thank you for the call as always, buddy. Rocco on the record. Yankees in six, judge, MVP. Bernadette in Oceanside. Hey, Bernadette, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Chris?
Doing great.
Let's go, Yankees.
Let's go.
Let's go. I'm so psyched for this series. I'm so tired of
I know.
Freaking the Giants losing every time I
That's
turn
right.
around.
Forget football.
I can't wait.
Bernadette, we forget football for a day, even on a Friday. I'm sorry it had to be done. This is about the New York Yankees in the World Series tonight. We've had a long freaking wait. It's been a long wait between the championship series and this World Series. We've had just sit here and wait and ponder and go over the same stuff over and over again. Tonight, it's about the New York Yankees in the World Series against the Dodgers, the spectacle that will be Yankees-Dodgers. Judge, Cole, Aaron Boone. I mean, this is what we're talking about. Juan Soto's free agency and Brian Cashman still hung up on 2017 Astros. Like, I'm tired of all that talk. Let's get to the game. Brian in Staten Island. What's up, Brian?
What's up, C-Mac? First time, long time. I just want to say, let's go, Yankees. Gerrit Cole, everyone hop aboard the Cole train.
That's it.
Aaron Judge is going to show everyone why he's the best player in baseball.
That's it.
Screw Ohtani. Let's go, Yankees, baby.
Let's go, Yankees. There's the enthusiasm I've been waiting for. I guess you just can't muster it at 2:45 in the morning. But 4:57, here it is. And the first inning to me... We've seen it four times in this series. Both Soto and Glaber get on base for Judge, and Judge not come through. This game right here, open inning, first inning of the game, first at bat of the game. Glaber gets on. This is it right here. Glaber walk, Soto single, Judge three-run home run. Cole gives you six innings of one-run baseball, and away the Yankees go. Josh in Tampa. What's up, Josh?
Chris, you're a clown. Go, Buchanan. Go, Buchanan. Go.
Again, see, now he's mad at me. I caught him the other day. Now I'm just getting the clown stuff. What a shame. Johnny in Rockland County. What's up, Johnny?
Hi, C-Mac. Great show. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I think anyone who thinks the Yankees have any chance in this series, they are absolutely delusional.
Okay, why?
The Dodgers are one of the best teams I've ever seen in the last 50 years.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's preposterous. Then I don't even know if they're the best version of this Dodgers group over the last handful of years. Well, I understand they have, like, their pitching right now is decimated. They're strictly on their bullpen. If Glasnow was healthy, if they had better starting pitching, I'd be with you. The lineup's very good, no doubt. They were down 2-1 against the Padres. This is not a dominant Dodger team. It just isn't. It's not a dominant Yankee team either. Are they good enough to beat the Yankees? Of course. Of course. Where were you all day? You call me now? I wanted that conversation all morning long. All right, let's go. Everybody have a great day. Let's get hyped. Let's go, Yankees. Thank you, Jack. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. The warm-up show is next, followed by your opportunity to win Yankee tickets all day. Listen to the fan. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
101.9 FM. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.